You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihas.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio, broadcasting here on 860 AM radio. And as you know, we serve southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware on the actual radio. However, people can listen in from anywhere in the world, in fact, simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live between 11 a.m. and 12 noon on Wednesdays. If you have Alexa, you can just call up Alexa 860 AM radio. And also, we do have our rebroadcasts that are nicely listened to throughout the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link. I want to say a special thank you to people that help us to make this broadcast very special, and they're very much enjoyed by our supporters. And that list of supporters continues to grow, and they include Mark Andel, the founder of the Made in America store, and you can go to his link and also his radio broadcast right from the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Just go down a few and you'll see Mark's site. Also, Larkin Conley, a national small business advocate, always available to help us to make good news come about and also give us some realistic ideas in the process. Rich Logis, principal of RJL Technology Integration. And boy, people enjoy your remarks and all of your thoughts as well. And it's good to have this roundtable discussion each and every week. And thanks to all of you that tune in. And Curtis Ellis is always out and about promoting the America First Project. And I have to say that this project has done great work. And boy, oh boy, Curtis, you are the very best. Our engineer is Henry Chaplinsky, and I'm Michael Blihas. Well, I just want to take a few minutes to give you a few of my thoughts. Number one, America's consumers really can change our future, and I'm urging everybody to do it, because with our help, our spending power, we're going to buy things regardless for personal needs or house or car or whatever. Let's try to look at the things that American workers are receiving employment and also benefit from. We're all looking at amazement at the changes that have been taking place here in the United States. And I'm going to focus on the United States. And it's happening as a result of the coronavirus pandemic that originated in China, spread all over the world, and look what we have. You know, many people say to me, the most honorable thing that China's communist government could have done is alert the world leaders that a virus was spreading in China and encourage world leaders to prepare their people in the event that virus spread outside of China. And it did. They knew about it maybe 3 months before we first heard about it. And that's very disappointing. And the lack of concern for others, especially the people of the world, months before the coronavirus spread in China to other countries, they did nothing. They did absolutely nothing. And we've been trying to find out what they've done, and the answer is nothing. After 5 months, we found out about the coronavirus just 5 months ago. Look at all the health and economic chaos we experienced as a result of this continuing problem, this virus. It's been devastating to most Americans. I would say at this point, to all Americans in some ways. 5 months after this virus spread in the United States, we're still feeling the negative effects, and those negative effects are going to continue to grow. Look at the loss of life we experienced. Our personal liberties have been taken away in many places, places. You can't do this, you can't do that. Employment opportunities had to be downsized. Over 40 million people lost their jobs within a 30-day period. Pretty unbelievable. Not being able to have your children and grandchildren together in school because there's so many restrictions now on them, and also the restrictions on our individual ability to freely go out and enjoy ourselves at public events, go traveling without a lot of restrictions. And now more and more public events are being canceled, sports events, parades, everything. It's going to be very difficult. But the main point of all my early discussion today is, has China's communist leaders offered any kind of statement about their concern that it hit the world? I haven't heard anything, but they do want us to buy what they're making now and preparing to ship to us for the Christmas holidays. They're all, you know, concerned about shipping the stuff over to America, even though it's tariffed and everything else. They want to move what they made into the households of America. And I think this is an opportunity to show what we can do by looking for American made. And if we can't find it, maybe let it go for now. As we begin the broadcast, I want to turn to Mark Andel. Mark, you're the guy on the home front, right there on the home line field. Tell us what is happening in your area of the world.
Well, Mike, I hope you're doing well, and Rich and Larkin and Curtis and Henry always, again, making us sound excellent. Mike, a lot has been going on. I did get a few days away at a camp last week, which was nice with the family. But, you know, it's week 18, which 4.5 months into this China pandemic, and it's been challenging, you know, but we are adjusting. My team definitely got that American can-do entrepreneurial spirit, and we keep adjusting. But, you know, looking at the travel industry, Mike, you know, it's not coming back this year. They just extended the close of the border from Canada to the U.S. in Niagara Falls to the August 21st now. Every month they extended another month where they're not opening. But our store down there is doing pretty good. We did get it open. It's not a big store. It's a souvenir store. But what's happening is there's more domestic people and within our state because there's restrictions on travel, shopping, and buying and caring and wanting more Made in America products. So we're seeing that, which is interesting, with the border closed, because usually it's a souvenir shop for Canadians are coming over and all different people flying into the falls. But it's still doing okay. We've got our malls that just reopened last Wednesday in New York. They said we could open the mall stores. Now, we fought a heck of a battle trying to get the malls to open, but they just sprung it on us last Wednesday, and they gave us 2-day notice. This was real interesting, Mike. So one store we had to close in the fashion outlets of Niagara Falls, and then we opened our McKinley Mall and our Galleria Mall. But once we found out we could open, we were excited, but we called the manager of that store, and she said her and her team quit. They do not want to come back to work. Two reasons. They're still collecting the free money, and safety concerns of riots. So we were very surprised that 5 people in a phone call had quit. So there's a lot of issues with this extra $600 and the unemployment insurance and, you know, free money. If that's a taste of socialism, you know, we're seeing that people lost that work ethic too and respect for the job. So that was something, Mike, that hit us hard Friday morning. Excited to reopen, then we lose our whole team at this one mall store. So we had to scramble and find some good, hardworking people that still want to come and help us out again. So, you know, that we've got a couple mall stores open again. That that employee problems there, Mike, finding people that want to work. And I think this is going to be a major challenge coming back, you know, after this the pandemic and things open and the free money is out there. You know, some people just make odd decisions and don't think long-term.
Long-term is the word, Mark.
You know, long-term. And on the other hand, madeinamerica.com, our website, thank you, Mike, and our team that pushes, is doing very, very well, really helped us through these tough 18 weeks. And the Alma store, our flagship store, is doing very well, too. People are respecting and doing their homework, learning our dependency on China, and making some educated decisions on herself. We're trying to be consistent again, educate, raise awareness with our message. I sent you a few emails today where the Chinese, this investment firm, you know, China saying, this investment firm saying how good China handled and managed the COVID crisis that they started and why to invest in China. I'm seeing things that are unbelievable to me where it's asking people to invest in a country that caused a lot of issues for us for 40 years. And even the rare earth market, which rare earth minerals, China owns 90% of them. And we only have one rare earth mine, which happens to be in California, desert. And it's a major problem because a lot of these rare earth minerals are used, they're essential minerals used in a lot of military and high-tech projects. And China has control of that. You know, on my show, we've been talking about honey. China has taken over. I just had the head guy, Tim Engel, on from Red Gold, which is the largest tomato producer in Indiana in the world now, but the ketchup that starts with an H isn't produced in the United States of America, and that's Heinz. His is at Nickel City, but they're up to 1,500 employees. They're 100% grown and manufactured in the United States of America.
Wait a minute, Mark.
Tomato.
Where is Heinz made?
They got a Brazilian plant, many overseas plants, not in the U.S.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it for yourself. No, yeah, this is really insane. This is what happens. I mean, these people
don't know.
Merchandisers come forward and they make a deal. I mentioned some years ago on the broadcast, they come in, make a deal and say, why would you want to go through all that work in America, pay all the American workers and their benefits and their insurances and all? We'll make it. Put it under your label, import it to your country, put it on your loading dock, and you ship it out to the people that are your customers.
And Mike, everybody agrees that the biggest thing we want is we want the truth of where that product's made, the country of origin. There's so much fraud, and China's leading that. They're producing it in their country, sending it to other countries that we trust and believe in. The CPA, Greg Owens, Jim Sober, Tim Engel from Red Gold, everybody agrees that the customer should know where that product is made exactly, no fraud, and then be able to make their own choice.
You know, Mark, it always amazes me when people tell me that, they can't find on a label where the product is made. It's all kinds of gibber-jabberish. I really think that is a very important piece of legislation. Now, Curtis mentioned that it was going to be taken on the list of things to do there in the House and Senate. I think it was S-37 something. I really think we have to look into stuff like that because people should know. Everywhere I go, I'm seeing more made in America, made in the USA signs and labels. It's the people who are making the most money on foreign stuff being brought into America stores that don't want it listed, want to put it on there, that you need three magnifying glasses to find out where it's from. Yes.
Right. And Mike, what do you think of these people not wanting to come back to work, still wanting to collect their unemployment and extra $600 until that's gone at the end of the month, and then possibly come back?
Well,
this
Mark,
they're telling you. This is what they're telling us, Mike.
Okay.
I think.
Well, you know what, Mark? Maybe it's time to reconsider those people. I made a pledge this morning that I'm not going to support anything anymore unless I know exactly in writing what it's for. Because there's always something going on, and I'm not going to buy anything unless I see it on the label that it's made in the USA.
And this is simple, Mike. We don't got to make it real big and hard. You go out, you support the country you live in, you flip it over, see where it's made, do your homework. We want country of origin laws that are accurate. I want to be able to trust our government again. I don't trust the people.
And
that's a shame.
And you know, the sad part of it is many of the people that are sitting there in Washington are the same people that agreed to these things 25, 30 plus years ago. They have to go, but they have to be replaced with people who are concerned about America, not about their own pocket or bringing America's dream to somebody else around the world. The American dream has to be for the American people first. And when we have no other dreams left, then we can start sharing with other people. I mean, I'm a 50-50 balance person. Right now, in some cases, 90 to 95% of the stuff that is in our stores is foreign made. I told you about my campaign 5 years ago to get after some of these big greeting card companies. Well, believe it or not, many of the greeting cards for holidays, for birthdays and everything else now are made here in the USA because people were walking in and saying it's not good. I say, if you can't find a card, have your daughter or something make a nice card, put it in an envelope and give that as the happy birthday card and say, this is definitely made by my daughter in America. Yes, Mark.
Yeah, you know, I just, again, on that, I want to, you know, we've got to end corrupt, evil, selfish government and continue on. People have so much power. Everybody I have on my other show, everybody I'm aligning over 15 different shows, everybody agrees that consumer has all the power to pick it up, look at it, put it back. If it's not made here, make that conscious decision. Do your part, and we can do this. Don't let them wash it out. Let China off the hook. It's time for the people to make a stand.
And, you know, as the people were sitting home during this COVID and those that were forced to stay home, a lot of people were doing some house cleaning and, you know, getting things in order, and they were taking a look at what's all around them. And many people were very discouraged. Also, I have to tell you, there's a big push to bring the drug companies back to the United States of America. All these deals that they made foreign countries, how can anybody who's on any kind of medication say to themselves, oh my God, I need this so badly and I want to have it made in America, and you can't find it because 98% of the medicine any of us take is foreign made. Isn't that wonderful? It's either made foreign made, it's mixed foreign, sent over in vats, and then bottled here. It's simply insane. It's got to come. We really need more national leaders speaking up to support Americans first. And this hasn't been happening. All I keep hearing is all the ugliness in the media. There's nothing that's telling us what to do. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, I want to turn to Larkin. Dr. Larkin Conley, how are you doing? Tell us everything.
Michael, I'm fine. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm still sick and tired of being sick and tired.
I know what you mean.
I'm sure Mark feels that way. It just doesn't appear to be getting any better. Once you think you've got your arms around something, the opposite party criticizes you, or the press attacks you because they think it's their role to do nothing but criticize, not inform, not tell me what's going on. We're going to tell you what's right and wrong because we know what's right and wrong. We figured that out. I'm so over the press I can't even hardly watch the evening news anymore.
I'm with you, Larkin.
Oh my God, it's so bad. It's just absolutely horrible. But Mark, I don't know what to say to you. I'm embarrassed. I think the human nature that makes people who build things with their own two hands and label it made in America in this country, wash their hands with the gojo, get in the car, and go to Walmart and buy something made in Japan. I think the disease it runs very deeply, and that disease is buy it as cheaply as you possibly can.
Yeah,
and price-driven. We all know when that cheapness gets challenged, well, then the Chinese even have, or let's say the foreign soil manufacturers, even have a way of, you know, fighting us on that front by you know, absolutely cutting the price of everything that they're selling, because it makes it that much more impossible for anybody to turn down things at a particular price. I don't know how we tackle this problem. I will start here. With the exception of maybe 15 people, Congress in both chambers is a complete and total waste of time. And I can only hope that 80 I want everybody to know this because I think it's slipped by without everybody here. 80-year-old Nancy Pelosi. Happy birthday, Nancy. 80-year-old most powerful woman in the world, one of them, is 80 years old and still the most powerful female, the most powerful Democrat in this country. 80 years old, and I'm sure she's going to tell me that her mind is as sharp as a tack. Well, thank you, but you can keep those kind of tacks out of my house. 80-year-old, it's time. Here's the answer for Mark's issue. We need to start at the top and work our way down because it doesn't seem to be working with us telling everybody, just really pick it up, and if it's not made in America, put it down. In many cases, you can't find it if it isn't made in Japan. But besides all, go ahead.
Larkin, you were mentioning about Nancy Pelosi. Now, you followed her for a few years. How many pieces of legislation can you bring forth to our attention that she supported that are going to benefit American workers?
Oh, now that I can't answer. I can tell you that every piece of legislation that has made it through the House, certainly in the last 2 years, while she's been Speaker, or, you know, was re-crowned Speaker, she's touched, because if she didn't like it, it never made it out of the committee. I think we all understand how a bill is made. We've talked about that a lot.
So in other words, Larkin, what you're saying, nothing hits your mind that Nancy Pelosi did this or that to help save jobs in America, to the security of American workers. The thing I never understood is when I hear all these national media people talking, this one is so good, he's for this and for that, but it's for everything but American workers. They are for giving away everything, more this, more that, more the creation of socialism. But how about the American workers that want to be working to really live the American dream? There's simply nobody. I mean, I wish people would let me know. You can send me an email at michael@americanworkersradio.com and say, oh, you must have missed this. I'll be overjoyed to share it with people. And when the people do look at things like that, they say, you're right, I looked it up and I can't find anything. So this is where something has to happen in the next election, which is November already, and I'm urging people to register to vote. And I have to tell you, Larkin, we have one of the best sites in the United States. It's right on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Just click on register to vote. When you go there, you will see you can log into the various states. You can put in your zip code. You don't have to send anything in. It'll be done electronically, and you will get your registration notice in the mail. The thing that concerns me about this and any election that is more and more being done by mail is that there is a lot of problems with mail. I don't hear a lot of good things. People tell me they voted. In fact, in Pennsylvania, we had a number of people who mailed in and then on the day of the election decided that they'll go and vote as normal. When they found out where the voting place is, they said, oh, I'll go and vote as normal. And they did. And then it wasn't caught. They didn't catch it until a couple days later. And they say, oh, this ballot came in late. And the person did come to the thing, so the mail-in ballot is canceled. But how many people are going to be able to do that? And I really think that if you want to be a proud citizen, you can do social distancing and everything like that this time. Go out and vote, even if they have to extend the voting hours. What do you think, Larkin? You worked the polls for years. What do you think about the mail-in as opposed to showing up on the day of the election?
and I'd be a multimillionaire if I could get 50 cents an hour for all the hours I spent sitting on that metal chair behind a 6-foot table. Oh, my Lord. But, you know, you really, we all, listen, you know, I've said this so often that some people remember it and some people don't. Every right, every R-I-G-H-T, every right that you have in this country comes with a duty. And that's the problem, that nobody in this country thinks about it in that fashion. Every right you have as a citizen of this country comes with a duty. And most people don't respond to that. I'm not doing that. What are you, crazy? I'm going to stay at home. And on election day, my union gives me the day off so I can go vote. And, of course, then my union asks me for proof that I voted. They obviously can't get proof of who you voted for. And most states in the country, if your union gives you the day off or 3 hours of paid leave to go vote, they know exactly who you're going to vote for. All they want is that slip that verifies that you voted. So they're well organized. They've got everything tied to your paycheck.
Well, you know,
it's so filthy dirty. When you talk about it in Philadelphia, they all look at you like you've got a third eyeball in your head. What are you talking about? It's not dirty here. Listen, I've caught them red-handed. Red-handed.
Well, you know, Larkin, I got concerned the other day when I turned on the Internet and I saw this report. You probably saw it, too, where many bags of ballots were mixed in at the post office and not delivered to the voter place in the city or wherever it was. And so what happens with those votes? That's a big concern. If it was a mail problem, there was a storm or whatever, I have no idea why they didn't get to the mailing divisions in time. But it's a concern to me. It really is. Some of the people in the community had asked me to come out and vote personally. And these are the people that work the polls. They say, hey, we got to. And I said, I will be there. I'm not a mail-in type person. I'd like to make it my business to go. I feel better. I see all my neighbors, all my people that I know. We talk about the show. We talk about the neighborhood. And that's really what I want to see continue. This being so secluded and them looking for this to continue for years and years ahead, it doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, I would rather go. Mark, what do you think about the mail-in?
Yeah, I think they can do it safely, voting in person. I don't think there's no reason they can't. Like you said, you might need more hours. You might need to extend some times or days. But why not? I feel it should be in person.
I didn't like the idea also that in some of the places you didn't know for a week who won. That I couldn't understand at all. How does that fit the American dream? The election ends and you have to wait a week for the results. That's the area I really don't like with the mail-in ballot. Now, as Henry Chaplinsky said one time, if they could do it through the net and they would have your number. However, that's also a problem, I was told, because then they can trace your number to the balloting and know how you voted. So it's a very difficult situation. No matter how you do it, I think in-person voting has to be. Now, with all the people being scared away from doing this and doing that, and maybe you heard, in Philadelphia, we will not be able to have any public events until March. The end of
February. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah, everything is closed down. No festivals, no parades, no celebrations, nobody able to go to the sports games, nothing. And that is because they want to try to keep people at a distance and no celebrations, no tailgate parties. Everything has been stopped. No mummers parade, zero, all the way across the board. Now, that's very unfortunate, and I'll tell you why. I think it's very unfortunate because people are on the news every day telling us, telling American workers that, oh, you should be careful, you should this, and you could possibly get sick. How about talking about the medical conditions that are most susceptible to the virus? How about telling people that have diabetes what would be the best thing for them to do so that they don't become sick? What kind of vitamins, what kind of things could they take that will help them become a little more immune to everything, not only the coronavirus? How about people with heart conditions, low and high blood pressure? How about asthma and a host of other issues that, you know, Americans have? We should all know how to defend ourselves. Bad enough, China didn't let us know that the virus was spreading when they knew late in October and November. We didn't know anything about it. All that we're hearing about is so many cases, and the cases are not going to die. These are people that just tested positive, and they call them a case. They do not mention how many people are hospitalized anymore, how many people died, just how many cases. And I'd
now,
like
how
to,
much have you heard, Mike, about Canada? You know, bicultural, and all along this 18 weeks, you never heard too much, but their media didn't, they squashed it, really. They didn't put it all over the press. If you think about it, Larkin, have you heard anything too much? Now, you know what happened there. I talked to some Canadians, it happened, but they did not spread it on the news as much as they did here, and I don't know if that's a benefit, not selling that fear and letting it, people do the correct thing, but still not selling it every night.
Now, let me ask you, Mark, have you heard what the level of cases are in Canada?
I have not. I was always curious why we're not hearing that on the news. And just talking to a good family friend that has, you can't go over to the Canadian border. If you do, you got to stay for 14 days. Sister and brother-in-law got a cabin up there. They couldn't go for the last 4 months. Then I was just talking to them. They said, no, it's not on the news. It happened there, but they squashed it from being on the press, which is just an interesting thing I'd like to know more about and how maybe the people have kept them more positive, Mike.
Very, very good. And by the way, to me, I'm getting to the point where I'm disappointed in the national news media. I feel there's just too much hate and anger. They're discussing about America, making America look like a fool to the world.
I agree.
It keeps, it's to the point that I turn it off and figure I don't need this type of anger.
Well, Larkin just said the same thing, Mike, so we're all feeling the same.
Yeah, I'm turned off.
Same fabric, and that's a shame.
And, when you look how many good things are happening in America, how people are helping one another, they get 30 seconds on the news. But all the bad reports get 10 minutes, and they just keep repeating the same thing. More 300 cases. It's not 300 deaths. It's not, you don't know if it's recoveries. It's just 300 additional people today tested positive. How about all the people that tested negative?
Right.
I tested negative. So should I go around walking with a badge? I tested negative. There's so much good going on in this country. And when I tell you this, American people want to work hard. They want to help one another and they want to prosper. Most people don't like the idea that their government is giving that extra $600, and Mark, you're experiencing it for yourself, that people are saying, just sit back for an extra month, maybe the virus will blow away or whatever. It's not like that. If somebody asks you to come to a job like you did to these people, they should say, I am going to come because I want to see your store flourish as it did in the past before the virus came into being. I still think the health professionals should be advertising people with health conditions and how they can protect themselves. I don't hear that. I've never heard how a diabetic could protect themselves from the coronavirus. All we hear is about wear a mask, social distance, and what else? Do you hear more, Larkin? You're a man who likes to keep an eye on things. Have you heard more?
They talked last night on ABC, because I'm going to start calling these networks out. They talked about this 13-year-old girl that died 1 hour after she got into the hospital, and they played the story up about how innocent she was and how much of her friends are going to be disappointed and blah, 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 blah. What they did not tell the American public, and this is why there is no American spirit behind solving this problem. There's no American spirit. There's no can do. We defeated the Germans. We rebuilt Europe. We're capable of doing an awful lot of things, and we've not been challenged yet because there's no American can do spirit. What they didn't tell us on television last night was that the girl had a very serious genetic lung disease.
Is that right?
And that she was susceptible to a bad reaction from this, the flu, or anything else. And she got corona. If I'm the parents of that child isn't going outside of her bedroom until this is completely cleared up. Now, I'm not taking shots at her parents because they've lost their daughter, but this is where it's all not coming together.
You're right, Larkin. They're not telling the whole story.
The country is totally splintered.
You're right.
And this, the Democrats are saying that. This is coming out of Congress. This can't make it through Senate. The president is jumping on his own staff in public. I don't know.
They interviewed the president's niece?
I did see that. I have to tell you.
Oh, my God, right?
I did see that. Oh, God, don't even waste your money on the book.
Are you kidding?
Unless you're going to take it and you want to put it by the certain place where
that
you use one sheet a day. Give me a break. When I saw her, I did see her early this morning. Mark, this woman looks like somebody who, oh, my goodness, a space cadet.
Okay, no personal attacks. Listen, I'm telling you. What's his name? The guy with the big mustache, national security guy. Forget his name. He put out a book 3 weeks ago. Have you heard a word about it?
No. You know, Larkin, I don't like to ever speak badly of anyone, but his reputation has always been on the negative side. He was always one of these warmongers, and when people in the past years didn't go along with what he thought, this one should have been bombed or whatever, and when he was in the United Nations, he just was not a person. Unfortunately, there was a change in the position and somebody recommended him, and unfortunately the president took him on. As soon as I heard his name mentioned, I thought, oh, this is not somebody I would want around me, because he's always looking for a fight.
Okay, so a great democracy, a country like the United States of America, when faced with issues like this, doesn't say a word. The press just says, okay, you wrote a book. And they give it a story. Okay, that's fine. The New York Times runs it above the fold on the cover of the New York Times, like this is the most important thing in the number one newspaper in the world. We put the fact that he wrote a book above the fold on the front page. But if the character of this country in the 30s and 40s and 50s, we wouldn't have paid an ounce of attention. And the same thing that happened to that book is what would have happened now. Nothing.
You know, Larkin.
And you stop publishing books like this when America stops buying them. And America stops buying them when the press runs story after story after story about these books. And they get bought and put over a corner. I'm going to tell you, if he sold a million of them, a half a million of them haven't even had the covers cracked on them.
and what happened to respect, guys? You know, respect is gone for our president, for the president. There's no respect no more. Do you agree?
For anybody,
yeah.
No respect.
Yeah. You know, when sometimes people call me from the press, I take a different attitude than I do here on the radio. I make everything wine and roses. I say I'm really proud of how a lot of people are focusing on the American made and looking for the American made label and this and that. Well, that's not what the press wants to hear. They're looking to call me so that I would whip the Chinese government or whatever there, say, well, what do you think about the Chinese? Look what they did to us. We can't even go out. Look how many people they killed and all. I said, well, the Chinese government should be asked, why didn't they tell us? And maybe this is a time for the world to say, no matter if a virus begins in China, America, in any other part of the world, it immediately is reported to the world's health leaders. Immediately.
Through the WHO, the World Health Organization.
Yeah, but they haven't done their job. World Health Organization has been laying down on a job for a long time.
No kidding.
Yes, really? So they should be reorganized. They could use the same name, but all the people who just become fat and ugly in the job should be exited, thrown out the door, and bring in real professionals. You know what cracks me up, Larkin? Sometimes I'll put on 10 minutes on various cable networks, and I say to myself, let's hear what they're up to today. And you probably do it too. And it seems that on one channel, they're looking to do the positive sides of any individual or any movement. On the other station, they're working hard to pick at the littlest thing that was said that day. And they bring on these panel members to whip and destroy the person's personality.
It's not news. It's not news. It's not journalism. It's all entertainment.
But it's entertainment that people are saying, I don't even want to watch it anymore. Michael, it's disgusting. Keep up. Keep your focus on America. Our families came from Europe years ago to live the American dream, not the American nightmare. I'll be very honest, people don't like this idea that we're focusing on Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter. We are Americans. Every life matters. Every life. When I was interviewed about Black Lives Matters, I said, of course, they are just one part of the entire pie. This country is made up of people from 150 plus nations around the world. Every life is precious. Every mother wants to know that her child is considered precious, no matter what race, what color, what creed they are from. And that's the that's the very difficult thing for me to understand, how these people are getting all this airtime. And nobody in the movements to promote America, American made, you know, businesses struggling to keep their doors open that are 100%, they can't get any airtime. But the negativity, they're there with a truck and camera in 1 hour to get you filmed.
Let me show you how it's affected me. I can't wait for Nancy Pelosi not to run. Now, I think she hasn't decided publicly whether she's going to run for another term or not.
When does she have to?
I don't think she's until 22.
But wait, this is in the, doesn't the entire Congress run in this election?
No, that never happens. It's always a portion.
I thought the Congress was always the whole Congress and only half of the Senate.
No. It's always a portion. We don't turn Congress over in one election. No. But at any rate, whether she runs or not, if she doesn't run, we have to know that I'm going to get an opportunity to satisfy a question that I've had for the last 6 or 7 months. And that is, what is it like to pull down a statue? Because we all know that as soon as she retires, we're going to get a statue of Nancy Pelosi put up somewhere.
Yeah. And she's probably approving it now so that she sees it for 2 years in her office before it's placed somewhere else.
and I'm going to get a chance to pull down a statue. And not because I want to pull down. I can't imagine the feeling that must conjure up when you get a chance to pull a giant statue like that down and listen to it crash on the ground. I've always had a little destructive part of my body. I can't even imagine. They're after Abe Lincoln now.
Hey, Larkin.
They're after George. Yeah.
I'm going to hire an accordion player to play in the background while you do it, just to get me just nice and enraged.
Yeah. Yeah, I love accordion.
I have a saxophonist, too, I could send over, too.
A saxophone doesn't bother me. It's the accordion. I wanted to play the piano when I was a kid, and we didn't have a piano, so my mother took me off and got me accordion lessons.
Oh, boy.
And I carried that squeeze box back and forth from school. And about the third day, I got my ass kicked so bad by a bunch of guys who saw this kid coming down the street with a damn accordion that I took the accordion home and said, I'm not playing this thing. Get this out of my face. And so accordion music makes me itch. So always had it. So, but at any rate.
Larkin, I'm going to ask you for a prediction. How long do you think it's going to take for us to get back to some level of normalcy in this country, even without a vaccine?
Years. Vaccine-wise?
Yeah. No, I'm saying even without. Because right now I am seeing people just walking around doing their own thing, not concerned about anything. Whether they're walking dogs or walking down the street, even the tourists in historic Philadelphia, it's not a concern. They have all these ideas, and if you do stop them, they say, well, wait a minute, I'm more than 6 feet from you, and I'm with my boyfriend or husband, so I don't need a mask. And, there are people, they won't even let you in their stores because they don't want to disobey the law, which is fine. If you don't have the mask, and you should have the mask just to make sure that we keep this virus from spreading. But is that really going to end in 6 months, as they're predicting? Can you imagine, Larkin, Philadelphia? Let's just focus on Philadelphia. All of our stadiums empty during the players playing the games on January the 1st. You lived in South Philly, Larkin. No mummers. Nobody having a good time because it's the first day of the new year. All of the ethnic parades, there'll still be, we're going to do a broadcast of former parades on the day of the event, but we're not going to be able to do a live parade. We'll do the best of various parades. We're going to do that, and people will enjoy that. And our same thing with our Thanksgiving parade. It's the TV station, WPVI TV6, is doing a lot of work to make sure that we stay together as a people. But I don't see our government people working hard to keep us together. Everything they do is to make us more distant from each other. That's sad.
So let me tell you something. Why I don't care about the football stadium being empty. I don't care for a variety of reasons, but the main reason is the same NFL that chastised and disallowed the Dallas Cowboys from putting the badge numbers of the five police that were killed, that were shot dead, defending the city of Dallas during the riots. I think it was probably 2 years ago. The NFL said, that doesn't happen. How many of the NFL teams do you think will have the name of some of the Americans who have lost their lives here in the most recent kerfuffles that we've had? You think the NFL is going to allow it? You best damn believe they already have. So you think I'm going to watch the NFL? I don't care about the NFL. I couldn't care less about the about anything, including the NFL. As far as I'm concerned, they can go to hell in a handbasket. I'm not watching 1 second of the NFL. And, you know, the Washington Redskins, that's okay. I don't care. Call them the Red Tails. Somebody told me the other day they ought to take the feathers off the cap, and in that circle that has a headdress, just put a redskin potato and call them the Washington Redskins.
You know, Larkin, there's look at the focus on all of these things, but is there any focus on restoring the jobs that we lost because of the pandemic?
No talk at all.
Like no talk at all. Larkin,
how many bankruptcies since COVID-19?
I understand that it's enormous. It's enormous. I can look just in my travels at some of the stores that have totally closed. And I know they totally closed because everything is out of the window. And they have a sign said, thank you for your patronage. We are decided to change our life and do different things, but we appreciated your business over the last 20 years. These kinds of signs concern me because with the new normal, not a lot of people are going to be looking to rent stores.
Yep.
With the new normal, you're going to be doing more and more on the internet. And so there more and more people are going to be just doing it online. They've already had 5 months of doing quite a bit more of it. So why not have it delivered to my door, no aggravation?
And a lot of tax revenue lost for the states.
That's right. 30, 40%. And those buildings will sit empty, unrented. They will have the people who own the building will have tax issues paying it. It's not going to be a pleasant situation. And that's why I'm asking everybody in all my travels and all my radio programs, let's work together to get things back to normal. And everyone is asked to do that. I see that Americans really do want to be working. They want that example for their families, their children, to see that they go to a, they have a job, you know, that the social distancing, the parents now tell me, well, because the schools are closed and I'm home, the kids understand that it's a dangerous virus, so we're all home together. But once the schools open and the jobs are not there, then daddy or mommy is unemployed. And that's right. Not good. And that's not good. Mark, you know how hard it is for you to unemploy anyone. You're the type of a guy who probably didn't sleep nights just knowing how you're
going to
bring up the issue to the person. But money does not fall from trees. Money takes, you know, comes from businesses. It takes a lot of work to get it. And people don't understand it. They just focus on, I need this, I want this, and not understand how it comes about. And that's very, very unfortunate. And I made a pledge that that's how I'm going to become anymore, because that's the only way to do it. I'm seeing that people more want everything, and they don't really understand how much hard work it takes to
that's
allow.
Exactly right.
You know, they don't understand. And Mark, someone like yourself, that person that is not wanting to come back because they're getting the extra unemployment money and all, well, maybe you should reconsider and take someone on who would be more loyal to the cause, not to the dollar that's coming in as a result of this particular pandemic. And nobody understands one thing. Uncle Sam may have given those dollars to you, but those dollars are still adding to our deficit in this country. So no matter how many workers we have, all of our families, all of our children, all of us are going to have to pay that money back at some point. Were the dollars necessary? Absolutely, because you would have families starving to death. You would have terrible situations. In fact, charities have problems themselves these days because people aren't able to give because they don't have a steady income. and nobody's taking these things into consideration. No one in the media is talking about it. I think it would be a comfort if people heard, oh, others are hurting. You know, this is what they're doing. And no, they're not doing that. This one's no good, and this elected person is wonderful. The next one's no good. It's sickening. It is now to the point I don't even want to think about it. I will say this, though. I'm going to urge everybody that's on the internet to go on the internet and look at Register to Vote. It's on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. When I tell you, you'll be very pleased with that, and you can download the link, email it to family, friends, neighbors, to make sure everyone votes. I'm saying that everyone should vote so that we know the true feeling of the American people. I say that over and over. If everybody votes, we really know what the people want.
I'm going to spend a lot of money next year, this coming month, actually, putting bumper stickers that say, re-elect absolutely nobody.
But if that's the case, Larkin, the same old people will get in, and then it will be the same old, same old. The competition has got to begin now, and those competitors have to say, American made, American jobs, American security. People of America are all saluting one flag. They all come from the same proud United States of America. That's what people want to be united behind, not a lot of this negativity. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you can hear by the music, it's getting closer and closer to our time to say a goodbye for today. I want to thank Larkin Conley and Mark Andel for being here with us today. And a thanks also to Rich Loges, who's out and about, and to also to Curtis Ellis. Our engineer is Henry Chaplinsky. And I thank the people at the station and all of the people who tune in. You'll get a rebroadcast of today's show in a few hours. Download it, send it to family members and friends. I thought we had a very nice broadcast today and a good and positive message. You got to hear more positive things. Please send me your thoughts to michael@americanworkersradio.com. Until we meet in my travels, or until next Wednesday at 11 or this Saturday at 11, I want to wish you and yours the very best. May God bless you, and may God bless America.